Well, we've learned from the various coaches we've talked with today, we knew it from just watching, sports have changed. And some of your needs in sports have changed, and people are hiring professionals to take care of certain things that need to be taken care of. That's true for Michigan State University as well, where this couple, power couple, have worked with MSU and the athletic department for 4 years now. It's Michelle Lewis Watts and Summer Woods, heads of Woods and Watts Effect Counseling or Consulting Agency. And among other things, this is a pretty big deal, you're running the John Shippen Tournament for the Rocket Mortgage Classic. How cool is that?
It is really cool. Love it.
How did that come about, Summer?
It's amazing. You know, we partnered up with Intersport, who actually produces the Rocket Mortgage Classic at the Detroit Golf Club. And we came up with an idea to make sure that we can figure out ways to be as inclusive as possible within the game of golf. And so we created this event in our fourth year to elevate Black men and women who are looking to get on the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour. So we're excited that we're rounding off this fourth year this year.
Well, it looks, and by the way, Summer Woods, congratulations a few years ago on the Neil Shine Award.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Good for you.
Thank you.
And Michelle Lewis Watts, you get the Paul W. Smith Show Award.
Thank you.
I can't stand to have it be unbalanced here. So we don't have a cash prize, just to let you know.
Anyway,
equity is a big deal. Inclusion is a big deal. We hear about it all the time. And they say through the equity and inclusion lens of Woods and Watts Effect that MSU specifically is benefiting. How so? Well, Michelle, you start.
Well, I think we heard a little bit of it from the athletic director with the focus on people. And what we know, and research has proven this, is that when people feel included, they just perform better. They are more productive. They have better output. Companies have better sales, better revenue when their employees feel like they belong in the place they are. And if you're going to be inclusive, you're going to eventually need to address equity and making sure that you're providing people with the resources they need to be successful. And then any time that we're talking about young people, right, on a university setting, we need to lean into those concepts and those values to make sure, as Coach Izzo talked about, you're taking men and boys and girls and making them men and women. They need all the resources they can to be productive citizens when they graduate.
They sure do. And they need to learn some of these things while they can. In a college setting, when they're really open to learning, it's a little harder later in life. It's kind of like, and I don't know where this comes in to the whole program, you'll tell me. Any of us who get kudos for what we're doing, I think do better. If a boss is always complaining about what you do and only pointing out how bad you are at your job or how you blew this or blew that, it isn't an environment where you're going to rise up and do better. Whereas if a employer boss says, hey, nice job on that project, way to go. Or, hey, I'm proud of you. That was hard and you did it. I think we're going to get more out of people. Is that kind of in line with what you're talking about, inclusion and equity, that when people are seen and are heard and truly included?
Absolutely. I mean, that's the small part and the big part, right? So you can look in a lot of different examples. Like, for example, within sports, we can talk about, I think, Palau, when she graduated and got drafted to Minnesota to play for the WNBA, and she's a Polynesian of descent. And so when she came, they came and they had a whole presentation and they embraced who she was as a person before she even started her WNBA series career. And you can see how she felt the love. And before she even played her first WNBA game or first practice, the team was intentional to make sure they saw her or they see her as you just said.
Now, is that what Woods and Watts is all about? Is that what you help people, teams, and any kind of a team, not just, you know, the teams in college sports, but any kind of a business team, that's what you do.
Absolutely. We cross all different industries, whether it's sports, construction, utilities. Everyone needs to have this conversation. Everyone thinks they are really unique, and what we found is that everyone is pretty much the same.
Everybody.
Is that we need to invest in understanding these concepts, but then also how to apply them, right? We give people practical solutions, things that they can start today and things they can start in a year, right, as they grow in these concepts and get a better understanding of it.
And all of us would get along a lot better if we just stopped for a moment and thought through certain things that virtually everybody is the same, wants the same thing for themselves and for their families, and that's all they're trying to do, and working together, we can all accomplish much more. So good for you guys, Michelle Lewis Watts and Summer Woods, the heads of Woods and Watts Effect. How do we reach you real quick?
Our website is woodswattseffect.com.
Woodswattseffect.com.
Yes,
ladies,
sir.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And you too.
Thank you. We're out of here. Thanks to the team, the team, the team. JR Afternoon with Chris Renwick next. Have a great weekend as you make each and every day count. Each day is a gift. Regards, Paul W. Smith.